We are now very happy to be joined by Sally Pearson, Olympic gold medalist from Australia, and she is in town here in San Francisco kicking off things for Visa, as a lot of Olympic hopefuls around the world are gathering for a showcase at the Team Visa Summit. And Sally, winning the 100-meter sprint in London, you know, it's funny, a country like Australia, it's a continent, obviously, as we all know, but the population isn't that big. But when you look per capita, the amount of Olympic medals the Australians win, you guys certainly are a sporty lot, aren't you?
Yeah, we definitely are, and especially in the swimming. Obviously, our country is surrounded by water, and most of the population live on the coast. So if you can't swim, then you're seriously in trouble. But so I think a lot of our medals definitely go to that team. And for the athletics, because, as you said, we don't have a huge population, and a lot of our track and field athletes tend to head to the rugby league or the rugby union or a lot of the male-dominated sports. So I think when an Australian wins an Olympic medal in track and field, it's like winning 20 medals in the swimming, so it's very exciting.
Do you follow Jared Hayne? He now plays in town for the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. What do you think about him?
Oh, it's fantastic. He is absolutely huge in Australia at the moment. Everyone's very excited for him. And I think you have a whole new country of fans for the San Francisco 49ers. It's, we're all really excited for him.
Very well. Now, it's something I always wondered, and I've never asked an Australian athlete, and that is a lot of teams, they don't wear the colors of their flag. Like the Italian soccer team is the Azzurri. They're blue. The Dutch team is orange. And you guys are green and gold. What is the origin of those colors for your national teams?
It's the bottle brush tree. It's green and gold. So I think it started, I don't know when it started, but that's how they chose our colors, the green and gold from a bottle brush tree.
Very, very good answer. And I guess they add roux to everything. So you're a sprinter roux?
Sprinter roux. Or hurdler roux, maybe. I don't know. I've never heard that expression before.
Well, I just coined it, and you can feel free to use it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the we're speaking with Sally Pearson, by the way, Australian gold medalist, the dynamics between sprinting and hurdling and getting that right knee up and then extending the left leg. I mean, those are it's two different languages to speak. How do you go in between those events?
It is quite difficult because everyone thinks, oh, just sprinting and hurdling, it's all the same, it's the same distance. But for the hurdling, for me, I think it's all about speed and the rhythm in between the hurdles. If you don't have the speed to go with the rhythm, then it's all over for you. You might as well give up. But and with sprinting, it's just like as soon as you hear that gun go off, you just run as hard as you can, really. I mean, it is still quite technical, and I think that's why the US athletes are doing better and better at it every year, because they have that that high-tech information that the rest of the world are just learning at the moment. And that's about technique and how to get faster. So at the moment, I'm learning all those new techniques and how to get faster and make my hurdling even better. They are really completely different events when you look at the rhythm and the speed is required for both events.
Very interesting. You know, when you were growing up in the Gold Coast in Queensland, and you were just so remarkably fast when you were little, and then you started getting coaching, I know when you were an early teen, you had a few setbacks. Did you ever think that maybe this wasn't for you? What was that thing that pushed you forward to keep going?
It's really hard. I think most people who want to be successful at something know from a very young age that they're going to do something great. And I remember when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I just had this feeling. I was talking to my gymnastics coach while she was talking to us, and she was just saying about how good we can be if we want to be. And like we had this old TV show back in the day called Gladiators, and it's all about going through all these obstacle courses with this gladiator trying to stop you. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be that, because that's what I started off as a gymnast. So I wanted to do all that strength and the agility stuff. But I kind of knew that I wanted to do something great. I wanted to be something great. I didn't know that I was going to be doing track and field and being an Olympic champion, but I just wanted to be successful at some sort of sporting endeavor, really. So, yeah, I think I did have a few setbacks when I was in my teens. Like I had a stress fracture in my foot when I was 14 and a few hamstring tears, but there was still something inside me that I knew that I was strong enough to get through that and push through all the disappointments to to one day become successful and be an Olympic champion.
Very well said. Now, I know you're in town here for Visa, and you're with the other Olympians and the mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee. And I'm told that through representatives of the IOC that you guys might be making a special proclamation and surprise.
Well, that's a surprise to me, too. I don't know.
Are you going to be getting the keys? You going to get the keys to the city, Sally?
I would love to get the keys to the city. Does that mean I can go to like any department store and just open up and choose what I want?
It just means free cable car rides.
Oh, right. Well, that's all right. I tasted that yesterday. It was $7.
Oh, my gosh. They made you pay. How rude. So finally, if people want to get more involved with this this event that Visa has going on with the showcase, what do they do?
I think I'm the wrong person to ask that question, but I mean, to be honest, I really don't know.
Well, I'll say you guys are down at One Market, right at the base of Market Street there.
At very point, yes, we are.
All right, well done. So is it safe to say you're the Edwin Moses of Australia?
Oh, that's a big call. He is quite an exceptional athlete, but I'll take it.
All right, hey, Sally, you're a delightful person and a world-class athlete. Welcome to San Francisco, and we look forward to catching you down in Rio.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, and once again, it's part of the Visa Showcase.